Okay, let's call the meeting to order at 5:07 and start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I didn't even read the minutes, or approve the minutes. The minutes of September 4th will wait until Holly, if Holly comes in. If not, we'll save them for next meeting. Okay, what's your pleasure? You want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we accept the minutes as written.
And all those in favor, aye.
Okay.
Okay, next. Any additions or deletions or anything, adjustments to the agenda that you know of that didn't get on?
No, not that I know of.
Okay.
What about... I noticed in the minutes it said you were going to check on the meter reader system.
Yeah, and I'll update you. I just made a note. I can update you
so
on that.
So we're going to just put that underwater so...
Yes, yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. Public comments and communication with citizens. Or, yes, you got anything, Travis? Okay, I didn't want to, after saying that, yes. Sorry, I just looked that way first, but I didn't want to shut him up midway.
Well, maybe Carson needs to say something.
Well, Carson will. Yeah, she can. Anyway, it was water, sewer in a minute. Okay, go right ahead.
can we address the library issue at this point?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. We're here to resume our discussion about that account that was taken by the trustees and so forth. It's been some time. We did not meet during the summertime.
Uh-huh.
I know you did.
Yeah.
So what has transpired since the annual meeting?
To be honest, nothing has. I think as a...
Didn't we do something about the name of the account?
Yes, we did. We reached out to the company and we have changed... We could not change the actual name on the account, but we called it Library Fund.
Library Fund.
Library Fund. We could add Library Fund, and that's all they said we could do. You can't change the name. We would lose the.
They'd have to close out the old
and reopen at a different rate.
Did you have an audit of the village this year?
Yes.
Since the annual meeting?
Yes.
Was this discussed with the auditors?
Unfortunately, it was April. That was with the auditors, and I do not know that. I don't know that. You don't know because you were just here as they were getting done.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know that. Okay. I'm not sure.
So the memorandum was not given to them, as far as you know?
I don't know that. I don't know.
Okay. What do you suggest we do at this point? It seems like the ball's been dropped.
I guess... I don't know if the ball's been dropped or at this point the board has kind of decided that what has happened is what we wanted to have happen. Am I speaking out of turn?
No.
You want to say something.
Okay, so you did
well,
not...
I guess what I want to know is what exactly you wanted the auditors...
There's going to be an exploration with an accounting, and I thought since you were having an audit that would be the way to have that done.
An accounting of what exactly?
What happened with the account, whether it was proper accounting procedure or not.
Okay, whether
it was... maintain it was not.
Proper accounting procedure.
Correct. You had no right to take that money. That was library money.
Not when it's anticipated revenue. We agreed that is if it's listed as anticipated revenue and we don't collect taxes on the full amount, we collect taxes on the balance, then we have to take that revenue or we're missing funds. So what I will try to do is reach out to that auditor and ask that question.
And maybe if he has not seen that memorandum, give that to him, please.
Okay, yes.
Okay, so that we can move this to something, because we don't know what to do at this point until you basically have gone that step.
Okay.
So once you do that, then we'll take action.
So what you want to know is, was it legal?
Yes, was it legal what you did?
Okay.
Did it conform with general accounting principles?
Okay.
And I think that the audit was the logical place to have that done.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure we had exactly what you wanted, so we don't come back and you say, well, you didn't even ask them the right question, and, you know.
We'll email them and we'll know we're asking.
Already explored in the memorandum. If you gave him that,
yes.
Yep. Yeah. And if he had any further questions, he certainly could, you know, ask either you or the library.
Yep.
Okay?
Yes.
I'd like to get this done before the next annual meeting.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. If hopefully they'll get back to me. You know, I'm assuming they will.
Okay.
But yes, yeah.
And maybe April would have some information.
Hey, I will check with her as well, but it was just a bad timing that the auditors came right about that time. So I don't know if she'll even remember what she said to them, to be honest, but I will try.
It was a tough time for her.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was a tough time. But yes, I will email them tomorrow. And
yeah, let's,
yes.
Yeah. You know, it's awfully nice to come to these meetings, but I'd like to have some progress.
Okay, yeah.
So go back to the meeting this week.
Yep.
Well, like I said, we weren't sure exactly.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Is anything?
All right.
No.
No.
We've talked.
All right. Yep. Have a great meeting. Thank you.
You too. Thank you. Okay. Unfinished business is the dog ordinance. You have it there.
It's down here.
Yep. Did I give my copy? Did I?
I don't know.
I was right here. Yeah. Give that back to her in case she comes.
Okay.
Okay, so basically this is the draft. We can't approve it. We can review it. It cannot be approved until the next meeting and warned, as it has to be adopted at a warned meeting, and it wasn't warned. Basically what we did was what I did, literally right down to thank God for Microsoft Word, Gaston from our town of Troy, has spent weeks and weeks and weeks working with the sample one that is given from VLCT for the dog ordinance, the newest updates of statute. And so the town of Troy has approved this at the last regular board meeting. Pretty much everything changed the wording to the Village of North Troy, because a lot of time was spent and, you know, look it over, Helene, and make sure that you're in agreement.
Okay.
But all, you know, it's you'll see it's much more updated. Its statutes are shown.
Well, Gaston did it, of course.
It's good.
It,
you know, it's.
But yeah, I will review
yes.
it. So, so the town of Troy is no longer going to have dogs can roam around.
This is their new ordinance, and it also we found out that
it does have a leash law in it.
Yes, right here. Where is it?
Running at large.
That's right. Running at large, and the definition of running at large. Yeah. Means a dog is not on a leash or in a vehicle. You know what I mean? So, yes.
I don't know how you prove that it wasn't clearly under the verbal or nonverbal control of its owner if it's not on a leash and not on the owner's presence. Premises. How do you ever prove it? Any person owns a dog that was outside, like raking the leaves, and the dog is running around, whatever, is going to say, well, it was under my verbal. You know, I don't know. That's the only.
But I, you know, look it over and we'll.
Okay.
If there's any changes that you want to make, we can make the changes before the meeting and then you know, sign it at the next meeting.
So, like, if you use the training collars in your yard, then you're keeping control of them.
That's right, because they're on your property.
Right.
Long as they're on your property.
I live in Troy, and yep. You're using the same one for Troy.
Yes, yeah, as long as they're on your property, yes.
We have one dog that the training collar works, and we have one that it doesn't.
Yeah.
So we have to use the leash and
the
chain.
Yep.
Has there been some issues? Is that why we're revisiting that?
Well, there's been more, and we found out a few years back there was a booklet of, you know, you can give a ticket when things happen, but it's now totally a civil fine with the judicial system.
Oh, like,
but you need to have this, or, you know, not this, but right. A just very similar ordinance in place, so that when once you have, you know, issued them this citation, it goes to court. They go to court, and, right. You know, someone can represent the town and go to court too, but they don't necessarily always have to, and they have to pay the fine if they want the dogs back. And it also, the same, we recently found out that every town is given a 4-digit number within the state and will be given these booklets and told how what to do and the right proper and can actually enforce. And it's not just this, it's zoning, it's health department. I mean, it just gives more enforcement, you know, and right. through the judicial system no. Instead of going and just handing them a fine and maybe right, they'll pay it, because through judicial they'll attach things to get that payment back,
right.
You know.
Because what we have written up now is just on the good faith of everybody being
right.
decent people.
That's right. Yeah.
You
know. So this is kind of the first step of the dog ordinance part of it is doing this. So
the dog ordinance would, and I haven't read it at all, first time I see it,
right.
But you've read it. Does that have anything in there that would help Sarah with her barking dogs?
It does. It gives a dog that disturbs the quiet comfort and repose of others by barking, whining, calling, or howling for a continuous period of 30 minutes or more.
Oh, okay.
And 30 minutes seems long, but we said at times, you know, there was a discussion, and we can change that if you want to change that. That's entirely up to you. But basically...
Not about the Wi-Fi, but I was here last.
But basically, the that will cover it. Like,
okay.
And so then they get their first warning, and then they get a fee, and then they go. You know, it's a court. It's a written warning first, and then it's a fine that goes to judicial. And at the end, it can be quite. It can disturbing the peace is.
It's got teeth in it.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, we have one in Troy that barks all the time. About puts April in tears.
Oh, yeah.
She's always posting. I'm like, I know, my dogs, they hear it, and they start whining inside because they hear the dogs barking. I'm like, I know you feel that, but stop.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a new fence over there, but I don't know if that's...
So we totally just jumped over you, Carson. You should have yelled at me. Water sewer update.
Well, so we got that.
Yes.
The blower.
So remind me again, is it either of them broke right now?
No. They both have their issues. One, the motor is kind of whining a little bit. It's a little bit worn. And then the other one, the blower is a little bit worn. So, I mean, we're still in function, but... It would definitely be something that's been on our 20-year evaluation too.
Yeah.
I would like to move forward with that as soon as we possibly can. Greg said it's going to take him a little bit to get stuff together, but peak would probably be out like a month or so.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't try to make it like another year.
Okay.
Without that, yeah, that was on that 20-year evaluation.
So we can look at it and see how it...
Yeah.
And these are the...
That's just for the pumps. That's not for the installation. Right?
So where are these pumps going?
So the 10,000 blowers, give or take, for the electricians would be them. But other than that, I can only imagine, like I was talking with Derek today, even with our labor, I would only imagine another few thousand dollars. Because it's after we have those components, the electricians hook it up, then it's just up to us to figure out what we need to do to pipe in from the old pipe into that machine right there.
Okay.
So it's just fittings. I mean, we could pay Phil Laramie to come out here.
Yeah.
Or Derek and I could probably figure it out and it worked just
okay.
the same.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would imagine that 40-something plus the 10, and then, you know, if we bought gold fittings, it'd be $5,000 more than that. So
right.
And I know the their estimate from 2020 was like in the 80s or 90s. So, again, cutting out the engineering. Mm-hmm. And what I did is I took pictures of everything that we have downstairs. I also looked up in the OEM manual and showed what the numbers that plant is requiring as far as the CFM and all that stuff. Sent that to him, and then he put that together. So those, they're actually bigger and better than what we have, but they're super efficient, super quiet, and I don't know how things are working these days, how this even works, but they're maintenance free.
Great. So how old are the ones we have?
Like 20 years old.
Oh, they are. They're 20 years old. Okay.
Yeah, and the everything is kind of, you can tell everything's been changed at different times in the year because nothing matches. We have two different motors, two different blowers. They all produce about the same, but they're definitely staged out installations that, I mean, everything that's there is, it's the same technology basically from the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
We have newer motors, but they're not necessarily any more efficient. They're just new 70s motors basically. So I think this is going to be quite a change on a few different fronts there.
Mm-hmm.
Is this for the sewer department?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Just want to make sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we did the pump station last year. I know that was quite a hit, and this would be another one. But it's all stuff. You know, the unfortunate part is we have an old plant, and everything in here, I mean, everything is is old.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're going to replace it, might as well kind of go with the greener the better, I guess. We probably could get cheaper blowers, but I told him, you know, specifically we would like the most efficient ones that we can if we're going to spend the money.
And you don't want to get a blower that's going to be dying in 5 years.
Absolutely.
And have to get four of them over 20 years.
Absolutely.
You know.
And again, yeah, we'll be the engineers on the project, and hopefully we can save some money there. It's, you know, just like that. It's all fairly simple mechanics and technology. I mean, almost common sense, you know, with elevations and whatnot. So, well, I don't see it being a big issue if we were to not get the engineers involved.
And this company, I mean,
they
are. Okay, that's what I wondered. Yeah, perfect. Perfect. Yeah, so I know that it would be probably cheapest, if not, but the best, you know, a good company that's inexpensive compared to some.
Jordan, I believe it's Jordan Brown, who's the guy over there, and he was part of, there was another company that Marcel always worked with, Raul, an old, I guess the guy was somewhere from South America, but he sold his business to Peak and then had like a non-competition for quite a while. So now that's up. So there's another reason why this guy Jordan really tries to take care of us, because he knows Raul stops by the plant quite a bit.
Oh, yeah, good.
That non-competition is up. But
yeah.
No, I mean, as far as what I've seen, that's definitely going to be, we're right on point with our saving money and what we can have as far as efficiency and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And Greg also works, him and Peak work hand in hand too. So like Greg was part of this whole thread with what was going on. So he, the electricians and all that stuff. It should be a pretty simple project once we kick it off.
Well, when we look at budget items, we can discuss it and see.
Yeah,
we'll let you know. You know, it's a lot of money, but, you know.
Because, right, and at the other end of it, same thing. If we don't spend the money on that, we are going to spend money.
Fixing old.
Either way.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
they're limping along. We keep them greased up and stuff, but they're definitely...
Do you see any other big repairs to the end of the year in the sewer department?
No, ma'am. The only thing that I think I'm going to come in here and say we're going to need a little bit of chunk of money is the well house. I would like to have a motor and a brand new pump waiting. Like, we have an old pump, but it looks bad.
That's well house water?
Well house, yeah. So, like, that's the only other thing that I think is going to be a big...
That's a totally different budget.
So. Yeah, but that's good.
As far as wastewater, no, we...
So, I'm just asking.
So,
because
go ahead.
Because
I
Terry and I, you know, we're going to be sitting here talking about it, and Holly, and we're not going to know.
Right.
So, is there... a possibility, or is there a reason why you wouldn't replace one of them this year and one next year of these motor and pumps? Do you get a discount for getting two?
So there's no reason we couldn't. I don't.
But D&D would probably be about the same price. You would still be paying probably almost the same price.
Yeah.
Other than the price of the pump?
Correct, because they're good. Well, I guess you'd have to have them down there twice unless he ran new stuff. I just know that what we have and what is on that paper is quite a bit different.
So I was going to say, you're running pipe now. You couldn't run a pipe just to one and not to both.
And he probably could. Like, I could discuss it with him that, you know, maybe we're looking at doing one. I don't see that being impossible. Of course, I think it would be...
I'm just saying it because, you know, we haven't looked at the budget.
Right. I'm looking at the water when you just said that about water. How much, what you need, how much do you think that's going to be?
I'm waiting on the...
But he said that was next year.
The email.
No, water.
I thought he said water.
What?
Oh, water was before
December.
I would
imagine that's going to be maybe about 10 or...
Because, I mean, you have, looking at general supplies and repair, you've spent $710 of a $15,000 budget.
Oh, yeah,
so that if that's something you want to do, that sets better because we've got the money in the budget where the sewer, we might have to discuss it because it's not in the budget.
Right.
You know? Right, Helene?
Yeah, because we may have to take out a loan.
Right, and we also have 10 in contracted services, and we've only used 571 in water. And contracted service would be D&D.
Well, it's wild. They're having that 20-year evaluation, and... I mean, everything they wanted us to do was $1 million.
Right.
I was going to say, we got along really great compared to what we've always spent in, 20 years ago and 20 years before that. You know, we picked up easily close to $1 million in bonds. And maybe not
when he
said
that much. I was like, that doesn't look too bad. He's like, but that's for one. I'm like, oh! Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So let me put a times two by that.
Yeah.
But definitely it's been on our 20-year evaluation, and in my mind, just like the pump station, instead of dumping a little bit to try to keep it going when we're eventually going to rip that back out again. And the problem is, there's no market for, like, reselling anything. All that stuff that Laramie put in there prior to me coming on, we pulled all that out. And Vermont World Water has it. They know we have it. It's like for sale, you know. It's on some kind of little database, but it's there's not a market for, you know, everybody just buys brand new and yep. calls it. So, yeah, I mean, we have like $10,000 pump sitting over in that lower garage that we won't use for wastewater because it was junk, and hopefully we can get rid of it one day, but it's like we're going to lose money on that, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But it is something that needs to be replaced sooner than later. We've been chipping away at that 20-year evaluation, and this will be, I want to say, like our second to last biggest one, because the other biggest one is the tank recoating.
Yeah, I know. And I just like don't see us ever. So what was always said at other meetings when they have had evaluations is, when you find grant money, we'll do it. That's what Jim Starr used to say at many, because you just can't substantiate. This little village cannot pay that fee. Because and, you know, and it's a recommendation. It's not a requirement. Yeah. Right. So I think we...
If there was rust hole starting and stuff like that, I would see it more as something we need to jump on. Sure, I need to have a few welding things I can tell that...
Safety. Anything safety, totally.
And some function, but definitely not... We're not going to be out of compliance in any way, shape, or form if we don't recoat the tanks.
Right.
It's all going
to
keep going.
See, in the past, we used to take a 30-year bond every 20 years, and you can't take a 30-year bond every 20 years before your grandchildren have a real problem. You know? Yeah,
exactly. Or great-grandchildren.
Yeah.
You need to explain that to the government.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, you're so right.
That's why financial people don't go into the government.
Right. Anything else?
No, ma'am. I guess when I heard we got the new water thing, is that going to be?
Oh, yes. So we have the new meter reader. It's been delivered. We need to discuss if you want to buy it or not, if you want to pay and have North Troy on it.
Okay.
So good. Did I send you that bill? I don't think I did. Yeah. I haven't received. I don't know if I received
it. Anyway.
When I go to pay it tomorrow, I'll send you it, and you can pay half if we decide to pay half.
Okay.
Basically,
fee or something like that.
No, it's for the system itself. For the system itself. So, it breaks out. It'll be at my office, and you will just take it. And the little, I don't think
tablet.
It's an iPad, tablet of some type. And basically you just ding, 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 and bring it back. And it's up in the cloud, and you print bills from it, and it's done. You're not going to be writing anything down anymore.
Save us some steps.
You're just going to tap. You're just going to tap everywhere, and it's going to be right in the database on the account where it belongs.
Better figure out what's going on with these weird ones that are giving weird numbers and slowing down on me, because...
You'll want to take care, because Steve's taking care of a bunch of his that had problems. You'll definitely want to do that, because this system will be awesome if they're all working good.
Right.
Longs of pin pads are good. And, longs of pin pads good and stuff, you know. You can do a report of what doesn't read if you need it. Do you need a report of what isn't reading?
I already gave it to him.
You do.
From the last reading?
Yeah.
Okay, I gave him the... What is not working?
Yeah.
Oh, you do good.
And
good.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Right.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
So, so your the Troy Select Board has already
approved it. Yes.
So have they suggested what percentage we should pay?
They suggest 50. We have more water units.
Well,
than
I know
do.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that.
They suggest
but it is
50.
Water budget, and we
it's
have a little
budget.
More flexibility.
Absolutely,
there.
And so. it's was I want to say
yeah,
90. I think I have it. $9,265.
Oh, that's not bad. That's only just less than $5,000.
Less than $5,000 a piece. Yes, it is. I know. I don't have it. It's sitting on my desk.
And that's. Then we own it after that?
Yep. Yeah, we own it. They maintain it. There is a, don't quote me, I believe it's a $500 after this year is free, but every year thereafter it's a $500 fee to if you have any trouble with it, any troubleshooting, yeah. You call them, they come up, they call you, they fix it, whatever, whatever. They'll train us. They'll train you. We'll pick a day when everybody can be there to train you. Gloria, you can certainly come to the training. It's going to be, that's the beauty of the cloud. Talked to Chip today. He got the whole NEMRIC end of it done. He's taken yours the way he can from the cloud, mm-hmm. And he took mine remotely and did everything he had to do. It's going to be in two books, basically because the main thing will be charging in my office.
Yes.
I'll be able to put it in there and call you and tell you when it's all done. All you got to do is go online and print. I mean, there might be a download, be a download from the cloud type of thing, but it's going to be so much easier. Right. And then it's just going to print. You just print the bills. It's going to be great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good deal.
If you agree to it, but that is it's a good, it's a good thing, you know.
Well, it's...
almost 300 people?
Yeah, almost 280, like 285,
283, I believe.
We have 120 and have it, and always have had it. So I can't imagine having that many and writing them down. Yeah. And a gun that held 99, where your gun held, 10?
Yeah, less than that. I think it was 5 or 6.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah. Worked better with two people, but
worth the money, huh, Carson?
Yeah,
I vote yes.
You're recommending as the head of the department.
Yes, ma'am.
We should do this.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am, I approve it.
Duly noted. Okay.
Other than that, I think we're good.
Good.
You're going to be like Vermont Electric, just drive around with your truck.
Yeah, that's the next thing. You get those remote reads installed. And those, what did he tell me? What did Steve tell me? You can add a remote read to the census meter.
No way.
And it comes with 4. So the village is going to be given 2, and the town will take 2. We have community bank. We have to go in their basement every time to read. And one other place that's tricky. And we wondered if maybe, there's a couple, in the village that you'd prefer not to have to, you would have to go up and install this, though.
Yeah.
It's a different pin pad, I believe. But it would be driving by and get the remote read that you wouldn't have to go up the driveway if there's a couple like that.
Yeah, you know. Chris Blues, you have to go all the way behind the house. Park out by the garage, then go all the way around the back.
Yeah, and in the winter and stuff, that would be tough. So that might be one of those you might want to do that too. Yeah.
Yeah, Parfumies. Or not Parfumies, it's clay, but.
Oh, yeah.
In the back there, and they always have a gate closed and locked. And every time I jump over it, I seem to mess it up. So I'm back there trying to get it back in place.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be another one. Yeah, I like that remote read, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the price came with 4, just so everybody tried it. And if you like them, they're going to sell more.
Right, yeah. They're like, here, try it.
So yeah, exactly. Yeah. 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 But no, it's a good thing. I think it's a real positive thing, knowing how you guys have had to do it in the past. It's, oof.
Mm-hmm. Well, I still don't understand how Marcel could do it faster than by himself. Either he's lying to me or I'm like, man, seriously, Derek and I have done it and we're like, we didn't even stop today.
Yep.
I don't know. Somehow he held on to me.
Yeah.
You do talk when people are around.
Well, and he said there was those people too, but maybe I'm not as good as
It looks like we got it in the water budget anyway. Why don't we just take a vote on...
Okay.
We can approve that tonight, right?
We can approve having it. Yeah.
So I make a motion that the village join the town and pay 50% of the system. And
for reading meters, the new meter reader.
For the meter reader. So
all those in favor?
Aye.
Awesome.
See, now you got it.
Yeah. All right.
That's great. That is great.
I hear about the blowers.
Yeah, right?
I feel your excitement because once all the books were in the computer and now I just check out through the computer, it's very nice. So I know what you're feeling.
Okay. Any, have you had a chance? I know you've been busy with everything else, but those speed signs, have you looked to see what a job it's going to be?
No, ma'am.
Okay, if you haven't, I just don't want you to come to me and say it's going to be a bear. I hope it's not that difficult.
No, I don't think it will be, especially with them being self-sufficient and all that.
You don't have to put a bunch of stuff together?
No, I'm not worried about building them. If like we had to bring power to them or something like
no.
that. No.
Solar.
They're solar.
Do we have a location?
April had the location. We had an idea somewhere over here, and I'll...
Because I know, I got, some ideas, but I don't...
They have to be so many feet, so close, so many feet within the speed sign.
Okay.
So there's a couple, I know there's some guidelines in order to, where the state recommends.
Location. Yeah. I don't see why that's not something we'll pull them out on Friday and start figuring out what we need.
Okay, but I think you have to cement them in the base in the ground, don't you?
Okay, and even so, that's
not a deal.
But at least we can make sure we got what we got, and if you have if we have one location,
we can start.
He's used to digging holes in the ground.
That's right.
Unfortunately, I just like doing it when it's warmer.
Yeah, right, that's right. Yeah, for sure. And I know it can't be up on 243 like we wanted it. I think they said something about right around here, around the sign somewhere.
Right, it has to be past the street kind of thing.
Yes, and in this area was the first one. And then coming into town around Dollar General or somewhere around there. There's a speed sign, but I'll check with April
and
for sure.
I remember April saying something about by the old fire station or something like that.
Another one by the old fire station, yes. And then one was going to be up on across from the house you just mentioned.
Well, maybe April remembers where she put the exact, if she has written down the exact.
She may. That one there, I may have changed since the state highway, it couldn't be on the state highway.
Right.
Because even though that's in the village limits, that's still state highway because all of 243 is in the village limits too. But it's on state highway, so it's different, right?
Right.
Where I think Highland Avenue, but that's not 105. So is Highland Avenue? Right, because it's not Vermont Route 243, it's Highland Ave. So can it be on Highland Ave, I wonder?
Like across, because I had a mark across from Clay.
Yes, in that area.
But that's state highway all the way down to the church.
It is, because that's maintained by them, isn't it?
Yep.
And then it's picked up right here and maintained the rest of the way.
Yeah, they lift their plows once they
pass
the church.
Okay, so it couldn't be there then.
I do remember saying something about...
That's too bad.
Like the community garden or something, right in between, past the fire station community garden.
Yes.
Yeah, right in that area. I mentioned it to Derek a couple times, and then we actually haven't come up and start opening boxes.
And that's okay. And being a sign, that's within the town right away. We don't need to get permission or anything, because it's within the town right away as a sign is. Great.
I would imagine.
I think so. I think so. I mean, you could put a big... the state puts the big ones with all the stuff on it on people's lawns. So I think as long as it's within the town the state or town right away.
Yeah, I definitely would like some kind of double check.
Yeah.
The criteria.
I know she went out. April went out with the two people that came from the state and physically went out and was shown different places. And then once... She got the email or phone call saying new legislation, it can't be on state highway, that they recommended other locations. So I'm pretty sure April will remember that. Okay. Maybe even have an email for all I know,
Right.
But I'll check with her on that.
Just
because I know at town meeting, everybody's been waiting for them, and I just, it's one
don't
more
hear
thing.
About it. I hear you.
One thing we didn't do, and now that it's too late, because I don't like to do it this late at the year, I don't think you would either, if you once you hear what I'm going to say, we didn't have the crosswalks painted, and we didn't have the, you know, any line striping. And now that they've come through town, it would have been nice to do that. They need it, but to do it in the winter, by spring, it's gone. No. So we're better off to
wait
till
spring. There's no point doing it.
Because they just did. The highways have just been done. That's what made me think of, oh, we never did that.
Right, just the post office was done.
Yeah, they did it themselves.
Yeah, but it looks nice.
Yeah, it does. But we next year, we can get him here and get him to do it. But we have pretty much every other year, so it's not like we're, you know.
Right, fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Anything else? I think.
Date of next meeting. So agenda items we need to put in. We can vote on that.
Yes. Yeah, I've already given it to Gloria to adopt the ordinance regulating dogs.
No, not that. And also voting on the motor and pump that
Carson's
asking for a lot tonight to vote on.
The two sewer pumps.
Brought his Christmas wish in early.
The only other thing I have is tomorrow morning, Robert and I are on a Zoom meeting with our NVDA rep to submit the MERP grant. I just pulled this. This is on the garage, not the town. But that are to redo as much as they can in this office. We're in hopes there'll be enough money to include windows, doors, heating system, solar panels,
roof.
If they don't, there's some question because you only have $500,000 and their solar panel array is a very large chunk of that. The question will be, can we back away some of the array and not go with such a large one? It would still run the building because it would be huge what they want to put up, and it's like 300 and thought I brought it, but this is the wrong one. This is the one that we did for the garage, for Carson's building rather. I didn't bring the right one. I want to say it was like 371,000 just for the array.
And so that's for this building?
For this building. Yeah, it's a municipal energy grant that they had up to $500,000. And the big thing is to get out of fossil fuels and have, you know, radiant, have heat pumps or what is it, splits or whatever they call it and all that stuff, which those can't 100% heat this building because in the middle of winter they don't work.
Right.
You know, they're not efficient to heat in the middle of winter.
Be like
30
degrees,
they don't work. No. So it's doing, you know, a lot of that kind of thing, insulating. They had somebody in and insulating. But the question's going to be, number one, if they don't cover our roof, it's going to be a standing seam, which is very expensive.
Wow. Oh,
because
yeah,
you don't put this kind, because in 15 years you're ripping them down and redoing an array that you can't even I mean that's a benefit though if they will, because then it's done for a long, long time, right? And then putting the array on it and doing as much as we can, and in hopes that with that grant they allow us to back off a few things as we see we aren't going to have enough money and we can't put an extra $150,000 and complete the project. So it's kind of a little of uncertainty. I think Colleen, even though I wish Holly was here too, but I think to make it okay, because it's, do you want to make a motion to allow me to make the decision of what we're going to include in the grant? The grant came out last week, and it has to be submitted by the 20th, or we lose it.
Okay, so if Robert are doing a meeting tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning, Robert and I are meeting in the office in a Zoom meeting with the NVDA rep at 9 o'clock to discuss, to submit our application. There's narratives, there's charts and stuff that she has from the state.
I have to work tomorrow morning anyway, so I can't go, and I think Holly's working. So, I'll make a motion that you can decide for the village trustees how exactly what we'll include in that.
Well, and what we're able to, because it might be cut and dry, and they might say to us, it's this or nothing.
But you're going to go to the meeting, and I can't go to the meeting. I have to work. So.
Okay. All right. Anything else? I don't have anything, I don't think. What do you?
No, let's just date a next meeting and.
Yep, next meeting will be on the. Let's see.
October 8th.
Yep.
5:00.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, we'll pay some bills.
All right. We can start on that. I want to talk to Carson for a minute before he leaves. Carson, can I talk to you for a minute?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, it's about Mason Terrace.
Yes.
My house on Mason Terrace.
I shut everything down and rebooted everything back up. Finally got it, and they finally started.
Oh, that's good. We had a problem with our toner, and our big printer wouldn't work at all, and he came today. Was it a young guy that you had when he finally came, or did they do it remotely when you had a problem with your printer?
Oh, today?
No, before.
Oh, no, they did it remotely.
Oh, did they? Good. And everything's good now?
Yeah, it's good.
Good. Well, we had trouble. We had a new toner, and it kept having problems. So all of a sudden, we'd go to print tons of copies, and couldn't even shut it off. You had to unplug it. So he came. Of course, as soon as we made the appointment, Sharon grabbed the toner, shook the heck out of it, wiped it all down, put it back in, and it worked. But it didn't work this morning. It did yesterday, and it didn't this morning. So we were glad that he ended up coming. And he fixed it. He's got a new one coming. He said it's defective, so that was good. And he put some new rollers on because we've had it, and it's never had service. So we'll be zipping right along.
I said, boy, I bet she'd like it if I went to the bank first and let them use their fancy counter machine.
Either way.
You
could have done it.
That's right. If I could bring it down on a hand truck. People pay me in change all the time.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And I just roll it and put it in a box.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. No, probably not. We're lucky to have Marcel to take those samples, you know?
Yeah.
It works.
I like to pay him. If I'm not doing anything, I'll print the check right then for him.
Yep. Because, you know, yep, me too. He's so good about it. Yes, he is. He's a good guy.
Cottonmore Sports on fire.
Mm-hmm.
She's the same one that on Saturday.
Grass fire?
The grass fire,
yeah. Yeah, the grass fire.
Same and who girl. Was it?
Is it a skinny girl that drives a beat up old Subaru?
I guess she's, I've seen a picture of her from a Ring camera, and she looked like a clown. I mean, she's wearing like yellow pants, looked like a clown the way she was, her body was in motion. But yeah, apparently this girl is, Jody at the store said that like she had talked to her daughter, and she has a history of this kind of shit. I talked to Albert today because I was like, Jody said that she called state police and said that this is the same gal that did it over here. And they said, well, the fire chief is the one that needs to deem it suspicious before we. So I bumped into him today and I'm like, hey, you know, what's up with our pyro? And he's like, yeah. And he was telling me that that one behind Dollar General, she had an accelerant. Like she's carrying around like lighter fluid or something. So, and she has a history of lighting stuff on fire.
So did they arrest her? Did they catch her?
No. Huh. And he told me, he goes, I see her on the tracks all the time. Oh, yeah, when Jody said this, my heart was just about falling out of my ankles. But, yeah, I talked to him today, and he's I did call the state police and the fire marshals aware, and, like, they're kind of looking for her. But we all know as fast as they move. But yeah, that's terrifying, isn't it?
It is. That's scary stuff.
Yeah, wow. And he's like, I don't know where she's staying, but he's like, I've seen her on the tracks in between like here and Newport Center, like coming into town.
On the tracks.
Walking on the tracks. I'm just like, I just don't go any further.
Wow. So we're all set. Do you want to make a motion to adjourn?
Yep. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. Motion to adjourn at 5:58.